Next up is Bill Lippincott.
Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, distinguished members of the committee. My name is Bill Lippincott. I'm a resident of Hamden. I'm the chair of Don't Waste Maine, a coalition of people around the state advocating for responsible solid waste policies that protect the health of communities most at risk from negative impacts of landfill, incinerator, and other waste processing facilities. We've been concerned about concentrations of PFAS in landfill leachate because we know materials going into them, such as municipal and industrial sludge and oversized bulky waste, have high concentrations of PFAS. Now that the legislature has passed a law requiring the testing of landfill leachate, which I really appreciate the legislature doing, our concerns have been borne out. In the first Juniper Ridge leachate tests, results have come in at over 20 times the Maine drinking water standard. There's no water treatment plant in Maine that's currently capable of removing PFAS chemicals from landfill leachate. So right now that leachate is going into the Penobscot River untreated for PFAS. This law makes sense as far as it goes. But I've also had time to go over the first Pine Tree landfill leachate test results. And the results of that test are over 2,100 nanograms per liter, which is over 100 times the state water drinking standard. Even though the landfill has been closed, it's still generating a lot of leachate. And the Pine Tree landfill has not been taking in around 800,000 tons of new waste a year, as has Juniper Ridge. It's been closed for over 10 years, and it's been undergoing remediation for over 10 years now. But it's a highly contaminated, leaking landfill. That contaminated leachate is going into the Penobscot River untreated for PFAS. Leachate from the Crossroads landfill in Norridgewock is going into the Kennebec River untreated for PFAS. And I am hopeful that the Anson-Madison treatment plant will come online to take care of that. But yes, we need to require treatment of landfill leachate from Juniper Ridge. We also need to require treatment of leachate from the Pine Tree landfill and the Crossroads landfill. The chemicals don't know they're not from a state-owned landfill. They're just as toxic. So I urge you to support LD 1875. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Are there any questions for Bill Lippincott? Okay, not seeing any. Appreciate you joining us this morning.